The sons of Joseph, praise God, Ephraim and Manasseh, amen, praise God, have, amen, praise God, come to the point, praise God, that Joshua, as they are dividing up the land of the Canaan, amen, praise God, and all of those seven nations that were, amen, praise God, part of the land of Canaan, the land is being divided. And amen, praise God, Manasseh has, amen, received a half a portion, amen, praise God, on the other side of Jordan, on the eastern, amen, praise God, side. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God, and Reuben and Manasseh, amen, praise God, and Gad, the half-tribe of Manasseh, Reuben and Gad, amen, praise God, had made a commitment to Moses. Hallelujah, praise God, that if you allow us to receive our inheritance on this eastern side, amen, of Jordan, praise God, amen, we will go with our brothers, we will fight with our brothers. Can you say amen? Allow us, amen, praise God, to build some, amen, shelter for our families and, amen, some stalls for our livestock. But we will go and fight.
Right.
Can you say amen? We will not return until the Lord has given peace. Can you say amen? God is faithful to his word. He will always do what he has promised. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, it comes a time when the land is divided. Can you say amen? And the sons of Joseph, hallelujah, amen, praise God, they have on their mind, amen, praise God, an issue, amen, praise God, that they want to bring to Joshua, amen, praise God, and they bring Joshua this issue by way of declaration. Can you say amen? Ephraim and Manasseh, they come to Joshua to declare, amen, praise God, to Joshua, amen, praise God, who they are. Amen, never mind, praise God, Joshua been with them. Can you say amen? Never mind, he has led them in battle. Never mind, he already recognizes, amen, praise God, and knows who Ephraim and Manasseh are. Can you say amen? But they come, praise God, with the declaration. Amen. And their declaration is, I am a great people. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We don't mind. We don't have no issue with telling folk who we are. Can you say amen? And indeed, we got a reason to tell people who we are. If you look there, praise God, as they are making their declaration, praise God, amen, praise God, they, amen, praise God, say not only, amen, am I a great people, but you can recognize the blessing of the Lord in my life. For the Lord hath blessed me hitherto. And amen, praise God. And so, amen, their declaration is, I'm a great people. And you can see that God has blessed me to be this great people that I am. And amen, being a great people, we want to know, why is it that we only got one lot? Can you say amen? It's too narrow for us. Amen, praise God. We need more room. Amen, praise God. I'm a great people, praise God. And I should have a greater possession. Can you say amen? Of what I got is too small for me. And I need to have a greater possession. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But Joshua is aware of who they are. Can you say amen? And he presents to them a challenge. Make no mistake about it. As you will see later, Joshua recognized the truth of their statement. But Ephraim and Manasseh, they need to believe in who they are. It ain't enough to say who you are. You gotta believe in who you are. It's not enough to what God has already done. Can you say amen? But what are you willing to do now? For the glory of God. I'm a great people, they say. And what I got is too small for me. Can you say amen? That was the declaration. Can you say amen? But Joshua issued them a challenge. Can you say amen? And Joshua said, if you be a great people, then get up into the woods. Can you say amen? If you be who you say you are, then get up in the woods. Cut down their wood for yourself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Go up into the line land of the presence where the giants are. Go up there. Amen. Praise God. Where they have not yet been driven out. Go up there. And amen. And cut down and bring out for yourself. Can you say amen? If you be a great people, amen, then go up there. Can you say amen? You know how it is. As soon as we're challenged sometime, we begin to make excuses. Can you say amen? You said you was a great people. You said you deserve more. I said go up, cut down the wood. But now you say, hallelujah, well, amen. The people in the land, they've got iron chariots. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. They got iron chariots. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, there will always be a reason for you not to be grateful, God. God will always allow, amen, a challenge to enter into your life. Amen. What is it that God wants to know? Whether or not you know how great you really are. You better praise Him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God. Joshua, praise God, enters. Amen. Praise God. The challenge unto them. And they begin to vacillate, talking about the iron chariots. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Notice what Joshua does. Because too many times when we see people vacillate, amen, praise God, we will push them down. But rather than pushing them down, Joshua reminds them of the truth that they have already spoken. Can you say amen? Joshua said, you are a great people. Can you say amen? He tells them, hallelujah, you are a great people. And amen, because you are a great people, you will go up into the woods. Can you say amen? Because you are great people, amen, you will cut down wood for yourself. Amen. And even though, amen, there are iron chariots, amen, praise God, you will prevail. Amen. Praise God. Even though the enemy stands against you, amen, you ain't got to worry about it. You're going to prevail. You better praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it is, praise God, that we need to realize, amen, praise God, amen, just hallelujah, what God wants us to recognize. Not only does somebody else need to know, amen, the power of your God to make you great, you need to know on an individual basis the power of God working in your life to make you great. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We want words without action. But amen, words without action, amen, will not get you, amen, any more room. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you ain't got enough, amen, pray God, you got to stand up and occupy what belongs to you. Amen. Joshua had already been told that no people would be able to stand in front of you all the days of your life. God told him to get it up there, walk through the land, and every place that the sole of your foot tread on, I will give it to you. Can you say amen? Why? Because I want you to be strong. heart. Amen. Don't be afraid when you look on the sons of Anak. Don't worry about their stature. Don't worry about the high walled cities. Amen. Because I'm making you a promise. I will not fail you. Somebody know God will never fail you. You ought to give God a praise. Amen. No, Joshua, I'll never fail you. I'll never leave you. I will never disappoint you. As long as you trust in me, I can do in you what I desire. Amen. To do. Somebody ought to say thank you, Lord. Can you say thank you, Lord? Talking is not enough. Can you say amen? If you ain't got enough room, then God is challenging us to go up. Can you say amen? We're telling the world, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I've been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I am a great people. Can you say amen? But we are afraid, hallelujah, of the storm. We don't want to go in the valley. We don't want to face up to our giants. Can you say amen? But I heard Joshua say, if you are who you say you are, then you ought to rise up. Lord, have mercy. Tell your name. If you are who you say you are, word will take a thousand. Power in me than that
Amen. God does not, amen, deny who you are. Yes, amen. You got to believe who you are. Yes, amen. You got to believe, amen, praise God, that you're able, amen, to go through some trial and still give him the praise. You got to make up your mind. And no matter what might come my way, already got my mind made. My heart is already set. Can you say that? Before I got to the valley, already made up my mind. When I get in the valley, I'm going to praise him. Can you say that? Everybody got your mind made.
Joshua tells Judah and Manasseh,
you will prevail. You will prevail. He acknowledges the truth that they have spoken. You are a great man. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And you will prevail. You are. God is letting us know. Amen. Praise God. That nearly he's an iron in chariots. And you ain't got them. Yes, amen to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Resources that we look at sometime pale in comparison to what the world has operating in their behalf. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We look at our, amen, praise God, a little bit and say, how in the world, amen, can this be enough? Can this say thank you? We look at our little bit and we see, amen, how much, amen, the world. Can we say, how can this little be enough? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. But let me just remind you, a little faith in God will carry you over masses. A little faith in God, amen, will turn circumstances around. Amen. Praise God. And so God stands as one, but he's still in the majority. Can you say amen? He stands as one. He's still in the majority. We gotta believe. Amen. Praise God. That the devil, amen, has no power to withstand you. Gotta believe. Amen. Praise God. That the power of the enemy cannot hold you out of your promised possession of God. What does a promised possession to us mean? Yes, God said, my peace. Yes, my peace. I leave it. Yes, not as the world can. Yes, sir. Don't you worry about nothing. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Believe in who you are. Don't make logical sense. Just say thank you, Jesus. How 5,000 people will sit down and eat food.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Five thousand. Just say thank you, Jesus. How 4,000 will sit down and eat seven loaves. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You ain't got enough to begin with, and then you end up with more than you started with. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the light of the world. And in spite of the shortcomings that you have, that I have, that we have, God is still keeping us. Can you say amen? The world ain't got no other light but us. Can you say amen? The world has no other light but us. So believe in who you are. Believe, amen, that you're strong people. Believe that you're a great people. Don't let the devil talk you down. Don't let him tell you you're not loved. And you say you're a great people. Don't let him tell you you ain't all of that. In the natural, you ain't. But, amen, praise God, I'm not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And you say, thank you, Jesus. It's so big that the Holy Ghost dwells in you. Authority in my life is not limited to the natural laws. Can you say amen? No, it don't add up, but it's still the truth. Anyhow, you are.